Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Tuesday, the 23rd of May. This week in Battle Drill Devotionals, we are reminded that God calls men and women to share equally in service and leadership in the world, as we look at the stories of five important biblical women. Each weekday, we share hope and encouragement as we read and study the Bible together. Turn with me to Joshua chapter 2 and verses 1 to 16. Rahab protects the spies. Then Joshua secretly sent out two spies from the Israelite camp at Acacia Grove. He instructed them, "Scout out the land on the other side of the Jordan River, especially around Jericho." So the two men set out and came to the house of a prostitute named Rahab and stayed there that night. But someone told the king of Jericho, "Some Israelites have come here tonight to spy out the land." So the king of Jericho sent orders to Rahab, "Bring out the men who have come into your house, for they have come here to spy out the whole land." Rahab had hidden the two men, but she replied, "Yes, the men were here earlier, but I didn't know where they were from. They left the town at dusk, as the gates were about to close. I don't know where they went. If you hurry, you can probably catch up with them." Actually, she had taken them up to the roof and hidden them beneath bundles of flax she had laid out. So the king's men went looking for the spies along the road leading to the shallow crossings of the Jordan River. And as soon as the king's men had left, the gate of Jericho was shut. Before the spies went to sleep that night, Rahab went up on the roof to talk with them. "I know the Lord has given you this land," she told them. "We are all afraid of you. Everyone in the land is living in terror. For we have heard how the Lord made a dry path for you through the Red Sea when you left Egypt. And we know what you did to Sihon and Og, the two Amorite kings east of the Jordan River, whose people you completely destroyed. No wonder our hearts have melted in fear. No one has the courage to fight after hearing such things. For the Lord your God is the supreme God of the heavens above and the earth below. Now swear to me by the Lord that you will be kind to me and my family since I have helped you. Give me some guarantee that when Jericho is conquered, you will let me live along with my father and mother, my brothers and sisters, and all their families. We offer our own lives as a guarantee for your safety," the men agreed. "If you don't betray us, we will keep our promise and be kind to you when the Lord gives us the land." Then, since Rahab's house was built into the town wall, she let them down by a rope through the window. "Escape to the hill country," she told them. "Hide there for 3 days from the men searching for you. Then, when they have returned, you can go on your way. Amen." Rahab was a woman in a man's world. She was a prostitute. That alone made her an outsider. She lived on the edge of society. She was always one stop short of rejection. To make matters worse, she was a refugee, a Canaanite foreigner saved by Israel. And yet, still today, both the Jewish and Christian religions remember Rahab as a hero of the faith. Why? Firstly, because she rescues the spies sent by Joshua to scout the land promised to them by God from the Canaanite king. Her house, built into the city wall, was a strategic place for the spies to stay. The people of Jericho would simply mistake them for her customers. Secondly, She shows that she knows God's plan. She understands that God has given the Israelites the promised land. She proclaims that God is the supreme God of the heavens and the earth. Her prophecy forms the basis of the report the spies give to Joshua on their return. As so often in God's story, Rahab's example shows us that God often works through people we are inclined to reject. God turns our expectations on their head. He elevates the most ostracized in our society, the woman, the prostitute, and the foreigner. God remembered Rahab not because of her status, but because of her faith. God's redemption ensures dignity, leadership, and partnership for all human beings. If at times you feel like a failure or an outsider, remember Rahab trusted in God and was used mightily by him. He can do the same through you. As you think about Rahab's story today, you might want to use this question to help you delve deeper. When did God last speak to you through someone unexpected? I hope to see you soon for another battle drill.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.